Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Mike.
So today we're looking at our time travel unit, and Roxy and her brother Shia, they have had some pretty amazing adventures in their time machine.
I think the one I'm most jealous of is when they were on the moon with Neil Armstrong in Apollo 11.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was awesome.
They got to go on his spaceship and be astronauts.
Yep.
Now, the reason they have this time machine is it belongs to their Uncle Andrew,
right. And
he's actually from the future.
That's right. We don't meet Uncle Andrew very often, but he pops up occasionally in some of their adventures.
Yeah, now it's important to remember that for what we see today, because, you'll see why, but let's think about some of their other adventures. They've been to ancient Rome.
Oh, that was a good one.
Ancient China and met Confucius. They went to Victorian London.
Oh, right, yes.
They saw dinosaurs and the Wright brothers. And Neil Armstrong, as you mentioned, Martin Luther King Jr.
Really? Oh, yes, I remember that. Yeah, they saw the speech.
Yeah, they tried to hunt for Bigfoot. They looked for dodos. They turned up on Taiwan with some Portuguese sailors.
I guess the question is, what haven't they done? And what time haven't they gone to?
Exactly. What are they going to do this time? Let's read the article and find out.
It's going to be awesome, though.
Time travel. The final adventure. Roxy and Shia are on a pirate ship in 1718.
Well, we didn't find any treasure.
Never mind, it's time to go home.
Roxy and Shia use their time machine and go back to their Uncle Andrew's house.
Where do you want to go next?
I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
Later, Uncle Andrew finds them.
Hi, Uncle Andrew.
Hello, kids. Where is my time machine?
It's in the garage. We just finished using it.
We need to talk about that, kids.
What's wrong? Are we using it too much?
No, it's not that. I'm going to use it to go to the future.
I understand. You want to visit your own time again.
When will you come back?
I'm not coming back. This time, I'm going to stay there.
What?
Sorry, kids. Your adventures are over.
Roxy and Shia can't believe it.
Word power!
Treasure. Treasure. In the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. In the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. Garage, garage. The garage is big. You can park 3 cars in it. The garage is big. You can park 3 cars in it. Future. Future. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals. Stay. Stay. How long will you stay in Taiwan? How long will you stay in Taiwan?
Okay, so the article starts and we actually see where Roxy and Shia are right now. They are on a pirate ship in 1718.
Wow, that's my favorite year for pirates.
That's a very good year for pirates, okay. Now, pirate ship is, of course, a ship for pirates. And pirates were, they were thieves, they were criminals. They attacked other ships and stole all their things. Now, as we said, in 1718, there were a lot of pirates. That is around the time the Pirates of the Caribbean movies are set. So that kind of time.
All right. So if we're talking about pirates in the Caribbean, we're talking about the part of the world that we would find the islands of Cuba or Jamaica or Haiti and the Dominican Republic. That kind of small sea below America, above South America, and to the west of Mexico. So that's where they are. Now we know, and we know when they are. 1718. So, of course, Roxy is immediately thinking what a pirate would be thinking, but says, well, we didn't find any treasure. Of course, when you think pirates, you think treasure, and you think looking for and hopefully finding treasure. Why do you want to find treasure? Well, because it's great. It's also a word power word. Treasure is spelled T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E. T-R-E-A-S-U-R-E, treasure. Well, of course, we mentioned that pirates are looking for treasure, but what is treasure? Treasure generally, especially the kind that pirates are looking for, is really valuable stuff. Gold, diamonds, jewels, stuff like that. Famously, pirates will put their treasure in a box or a chest, a treasure chest, and then they'll bury it and hide it and mark it on a map with an X. Hopefully, that makes it easier to find. We can also, though, use treasure to talk about other valuable things. You might find treasures in a museum. Some old piece of history could be a treasure, or you could have your own treasure. Pictures of yourself as a kid, or pictures of you when you were a little kid with your friends, maybe your first teddy bear from when you were a baby. These things are very valuable to you, maybe not in a money kind of way, but in an emotional or feeling way. So basically, a treasure or treasure is anything that's really, really valuable for one reason or another. For example, we could say in the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. In the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. That must be uncomfortable. Dragons sleeping on treasure. That's in the Hobbit story, right?
That is indeed, and a few other stories besides.
Oh, okay.
But there's no treasure here. Roxy hasn't found any pirate treasure, so Shia has to say, never mind. Now, never mind is a phrase we can use to say, don't worry too much about something, don't think too much about something, and we especially use it if something bad has kind of already happened and it's in the past. We can't change it, so don't let it bother you too much. We're saying that this problem isn't so big or isn't so bad. So he's saying, don't worry, we didn't find any treasure. It's okay, never mind.
It's okay. And then back to Shia, and Shia also says, it's time to go home. So that's why he might say, never mind the treasure, they're running out of time. They don't have time to look for more treasure because now it's time to go home. It's the time of day when they have to, you know, return back to their home.
Okay, we now see in a description that Roxy and Shia use their time machine and go back to their Uncle Andrew's house. Of course, it's his machine.
Yep.
They need to put it back where they found it.
All right, so they're back in modern times in, of course, another part of the world, back where they live. But then Roxy asks the question that you would ask if you had a time machine. Where do you want to go next?
Right?
Or when do you want to go next? That's true. They were just in 1718 in the Caribbean, but they don't have to go back. They can go anywhere they want. She wants to know where Shia would choose.
And Shia says, I'm not sure. I'll think about it. So, as we said, they have been many places.
Yes.
It's getting harder for them
True.
To think of new places. So, they're going to take some time and think it out.
All right. As we look back at the article, it says, later, Uncle Andrew finds them. So, this sentence sets up a sort of change of scene in our story. So, it's a few hours later. And their Uncle Andrew appears and finds the two kids.
Yeah, of course, Roxy, very polite, says, hi, Uncle Andrew. As you do.
And Andrew responds by saying, hello, kids. And then Uncle Andrew asks a very good question. Where is my time machine?
Okay.
It's his, after all.
It is his. And Shia tells him, it's in the garage. Okay, now that is our next word power word to look at. Garage is spelled G-A-R-A-G-E. Garage, it's a noun. People in the UK will say garage. Okay, so for me, I would naturally say the time machine is in the garage, but I believe Americans pronounce it more like garage.
Garage.
Is that right? Yes. Okay, either way, they mean the same thing. Let's find out what it means. So a garage is a building for keeping one or more cars or other vehicles in. You could store old things in there as well, boxes of stuff, tools for fixing things. Maybe some people even have a freezer in there, but it's mostly for cars. Here's an example sentence. The garage is big. You can park three cars in it. The garage is big. You can park three cars in it. Now, when Uncle Andrew asked that question, he asked, where? Where is my time machine? Where is something? And Shia replied using a preposition. It's in the garage, okay? When we use where with one of those prepositions of place, it's always in that kind of form. Where is something? It's in here. It's on here. It's at a particular place. Let's go to our magic box and find out how we can use that kind of language.
世界上有太多神秘的宝藏等着我，历史学家罗拉·法福特，我来了。今天呢，要跟大家呢一起探索英文的神秘世界。话说呢，听闻贵宝地有个很厉害的 magic box， 这个盒子到底装什么？哪里可以找到它呢？ Where is this magic box？不只是寻宝，日常生活呢，其实太常需要问在哪里了。不管呢是东西在哪里，你人在哪里，还是呢邮局在哪里，这可以说是我们每天呢都会发生的对话。要问在哪里，这时候呢我们就得使用疑问词 where。我们的句型呢就是 where 加上 be 动词再加上主词。 OK， 比方说呢 Where is the magic box？ 这个 magic box 在哪里呢？而要回答在哪里，就需要用到我们今天的重点了，那就是介系词。例如呢，我们说盒子藏在山洞里面， The box is in the cave。 OK， The box is in the cave。在洞穴里面 in the cave， 我们呢就用介系词 in 来表示在什么东西里面。如果呢是在上面，我们该怎么说呢？我们呢就要用 on 这个介系词了。The box is on the table。 The box is on the table。 这个盒子啊就在桌上啦，放在桌子上，上面呢我们就用 on。还是呢其实盒子呢藏在哪里，就藏在你的床底下。 The box is under your bed。 盒子就藏在你床底下，对不对？ The box is under your bed。 Under 呢就是在什么之下的意思了。还是这么傻，其实 magic box 就在我后面吗？ The box is behind me。 Is the box behind me？ 在后面我们呢就要用 behind。天哪，其实呢这个 magic box 才不是什么宝藏，原来是这个影片呢。只要呢好好收看杂志，就可以跟我一起找到 magic box， 开心学英文咯。我呢也差不多该踏上我的寻宝之旅咯。
Okay, so Uncle Andrew had just asked where the time machine was, and it's in the garage, and then Shia adds, we just finished using it, all right? Remember, they were in the age of the pirates, so they just finished using the time machine, or, you know, making the time machine do what it does. They were using the machine, as people do.
Okay, and Uncle Andrew then says, we need to talk about that, kids. And this is kind of starting to sound serious.
It does. Talk about them using the time machine. Okay, so Roxy's starting to think that there's a problem. So Roxy asks the kinds of questions you ask if you think there's a problem. What's wrong is the main question you would ask anyone if there seems to be a problem. What's wrong or what's the problem? Are we using it too much? She asks as kind of a guess as to maybe what Andrew is worried about. Are they using the time machine too much?
Well, he says, no, it's not that. He doesn't mind them using it. They're getting a lot of good education about people and places and times.
And they're quite careful when they use
it. Yes, exactly. But he gives them the reason now. He says, I'm going to use it to go to the future. Remember, he's from the future.
Yeah.
So he seems he wants to go back there.
He wants to go home.
Exactly. Now, when we say the future, we're using it as a noun to mean a specific place or time. It's a word power word, and it's spelled F-U-T-U-R-E, future. Let's find out what it means. So the future, and we always say the future, is the time that will come after the present, which is the events that will happen right now. And we use the future to talk about the time and also the events that will happen then. Here's an example. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals.
So he's just...
He's going back to the future, as
it
were.
And that seems reasonable. That, you know, it shouldn't be too surprising. So once he's explained what he wants to use the time machine for, Shia listens and then says, I understand. Okay, I get that. I can understand that. That makes sense. You want to visit your own time again, Shia sort of explains back just to make sure that, yeah, I totally get it. You miss your friends. You miss your home. You want to go back and visit.
Yeah, it's like me flying back to the UK or
you
to Canada. It's just like taking a visit home.
Right.
So Roxy naturally then asks, when will you come back?
Oh, okay. So you're going on a trip, and obviously, once you go on the trip, you come back home after some time. That's what the kids are thinking. But Andrew explains, their uncle Andrew explains, I'm not coming back. It's a one-way trip to the future, and I'm not coming back. And of course, I guess that also means the time machine is not going to be coming back either.
Oh my goodness.
Probably. So he says, this time, I'm going to stay there. So yeah, it's a one-way trip. He's going to go home and stay home. All right. And here we have this word stay. It's a word power word. Stay is a verb, and it's spelled S-T-A-Y, stay. All right, to stay basically means to remain, to not go, to not change, to be as you were before. We can talk about staying in a place. You know, if you're sick, you'll decide to stay home. If you go on holiday in a beautiful place, you'll say, can we stay here forever? I don't want to go home. And you can also stay an adjective, right? If you don't eat lunch and you're hungry before lunch, well, you'll stay hungry. All right, so you can talk about a condition, a place, or a situation not changing. It will stay the same, for example. We could say, how long will you stay in Taiwan? How long will you stay in Taiwan?
Okay, so Uncle Andrew's kind of dropped a big, we call it a bombshell
that
there.
That is news. Big
and
news.
He says, I'm going to the future. I'm never coming back. Yeah. Neither is my time machine.
Yeah.
And of course, Roxy and Shia react by going,
what?
This
is shocking.
Yeah, they say it together. And you'll notice we used all capital uppercase letters, which when you're writing, that often means like they're shouting. Mm-hmm. It's a really big surprise. What?
That's right. They're very, very surprised and shocked by this news, and Andrew kind of understands. He says, sorry, kids, your adventures are over. Well, that's such a sad way of saying it, but yeah, it's kind of true. At least their time-traveling adventures are over. And what is an adventure? An adventure is basically an exciting story or experience. If you go on a holiday trekking through the Amazon, you might have many adventures. And we also like to read adventure stories or watch action movies, which are full of the adventures of James Bond or, you know, other exciting superheroes or things like that. So an adventure is an exciting, sometimes a little bit dangerous story or experience. And certainly traveling through time and, you know, going to the ancient Great Wall or seeing dinosaurs, these would be adventures. But with no time machine, the kids' adventures in time are, yeah, over.
They're over.
Well, I guess they could make their own time machine.
Well, we'll see about that. But right now, we see in the description, Roxy and Shia can't believe it.
Stunned.
Yes. Now, if you can't believe something, you just think, there is no way that could be true. And we kind of use it to talk about people's reactions when they hear surprising or shocking news. It could be good or it could be bad. It's actually also something people say a lot out loud when they receive that news. You would say, I can't believe it.
Mm.
It just shows how surprised and shocked you are. Now, it's a bit different from I don't believe it. Mm. If you don't believe something, you really think it isn't true, whereas I can't believe it is more about showing big surprise.
So right.
Different between can't believe and don't believe.
All right.
But that's where we're going to have to leave them for now, dealing with that big shock, because that is the end of day one of this article, and it's time to go to our wrap-up game.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, so our magic box was about the use of where and prepositions in and on and so on. Now, what we've got, Mike has drawn a room with things in it that are at somewhere, on somewhere, in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask him about that room and try and draw it from his descriptions. And then we'll see how close our drawings are. So first of all, I need to know what kind of room is it?
It's a living room.
It's a living room.
Yes.
Okay, so if it's a living room, it's going to have a sofa. Where is the sofa? There's no sofa. Okay.
It's a simple, small living room.
Where is the chair?
The chair is under the clock.
Okay, so I'm going to draw a clock on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to draw some kind of chair. There we go, big armchair like that. That looks pretty good. Okay, where is the TV? Must be a TV. No TV?
Mm-mm.
What do you do in this room?
Read books. Read books.
Okay, yeah. Where is the bookcase?
Mm-mm.
Where is the book?
Mm-mm.
Where is the table?
Ah, the table is next to the chair.
Okay, here's the table. Let's give it some legs.
Mm-hmm.
Something will be on the table. There's no books.
No.
Is there a phone on the table?
What's no on? Phone.
Okay. Where is the window?
The window is next to the table.
Next to the table.
Sort
okay,
of.
I'm going to put a window there then. Let's put some nice little curtains on there and colour them in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else is there in the room?
Can I tell you?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a lamp.
Where is the lamp?
The lamp is on the table.
Excellent, there we go. Let's draw a lamp on the table, drawing like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Get rid of the curtains. Okay, there's the lamp on the table.
Yep.
What else have we got?
A plant.
Where is the plant?
The plant is under the window.
Under the window. Okay, let's draw. It's kind of also going to be on the table. This isn't going to work. There's a flower of some sort. Okay, anything else?
A cat.
Where is the cat?
The cat is next to the plant.
Cat is next to... Oh, I need more space. I've drawn this badly. There's the window again. So, nice little cat. There we go, with his tail, and he's kind of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Well, there's my rather badly drawn picture.
Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, I had the chair in the middle rather than the table in the middle.
Your chair looks much more comfortable than my chair.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like your cat.
Oh, the plant's on the... I should have asked, where is the plant? The plant is on the floor.
It's on the floor, that's right.
I had it on the table.
Oh,
and the cat's
interesting.
Sort of sitting on the window there.
Okay, it's a bigger plant.
Yeah, there we go. Okay,
nice.
Well, there's a lot of examples
not
of
bad.
How we can use where with in and at and on. So that's the end of our wrap-up game, but join us tomorrow to see what Roxy and Shia are going to do now. They have no time machine. See you then. Bye for now.
Bye.
Time Travel, the Final Adventure. Roxy and Shia are on a pirate ship in 1718.
Well, we didn't find any treasure.
Never mind. It's time to go home.
Roxy and Shia use their time machine and go back to their Uncle Andrew's house.
Where do you want to go next?
I'm not sure. I'll think about it.
Later, Uncle Andrew finds them.
Hi, Uncle Andrew.
Hello, kids. Where is my time machine?
It's in the garage. We just finished using it.
We need to talk about that, kids.
What's wrong? Are we using it too much?
No, it's not that. I'm going to use it to go to the future.
I understand. You want to visit your own time again.
When will you come back?
I'm not coming back. This time, I'm going to stay there.
What?
Sorry, kids. Your adventures are over.
Roxy and Shia can't believe it. Treasure, treasure. In the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. In the story, dragons love to collect and sleep on lots of treasure. Garage, garage. The garage is big. You can park 3 cars in it. The garage is big. You can park 3 cars in it. Future, future. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals. In the future, I want to work at the zoo and look after the animals. Stay, stay. How long will you stay in Taiwan? How long will you stay in Taiwan?